Hello GWA backstage, this is Melt My Happiness and I am going to attempt the Spill It questionnaire so that you can maybe find out a little bit more about me. So I'm just going to dive right in. Question 1, on a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona? 1 being not at all alike and 10 being exactly alike. I think I am probably an 8, purely because my behaviours and proclivities are alike, but I think I am more confident probably on GWA because it is completely anonymous. I think I'd sit around the 8 mark. Question 2, what is the story behind your username? My username is a line in one of my favourite songs. And if you can figure out what song it is, go for it. It's a fantastic song, so you would do yourself a favour if you actually checked it out. Question 3. How many languages do you speak? What are they? And can you say something sexy? I don't really speak any other language besides English. I speak a little bit of French and a little bit of Spanish, but not very well. And I think I could probably... Something in Spanish. Me gusto las manos in Spanish, which is roughly translated to I like your hands, which I think is something sexy because I think hands are very, very sexy. Question 4. Who is your celebrity lookalike? This question makes me feel awkward. I'm quite a humble person, and I have been told in the past by a couple of people that I look like an actress. I don't think I look anything like her. I would love to look like her, but I don't really want to say who it is because I think it would make me sound quite vain, and I'm not at all vain, so I'm going to skip over that. I don't think I look like anyone, but yeah. Question 5, who knows your secrets and can you share any of them? I suppose one of my secrets that I have, which I think you already all know because it is the fact that I listen and post audios on Gone Wild Audio, which nobody besides you lovely people actually know. So there you go. Number 6, what bad habits do you have? I fidget a lot. I can't keep still at all. I'm always fidgeting. I am always tapping my fingernails on like books or keyboards or, you know, tables, and I play with my hair a lot, which I twirl my fingers around my hair, which I don't really even notice I'm doing until somebody points it out to me. So yeah, I can't keep still. I fidget a lot, and it's bad because it's actually something I hate in other people. I really hate people that fidget, and yet I do it all the time. Question 7, tell us the story of losing your virginity. It's not a very interesting one, I'm sorry. I was nearly 17, and it was my boyfriend at the time, and we were staying overnight at a friend's house because her mum was away for the weekend. And I think we'd been dating for about 2 months. And it was exactly how you imagine two 16-year-old virgins having sex for the first time to be. It was very quick and pretty non-eventful. So that is my losing my virginity story. 8. How frequently do you have sex with somebody else or with yourself? I do enjoy both of those things regularly. The sex with somebody else is probably not always quite so frequent, but luckily I can take care of that myself, although it is so much better with somebody else. Regularly, I think my answer would be regularly. 9, what is your biggest regret? I regret a couple of years ago I had the opportunity to move to London and I didn't go. I didn't think it was the right thing to do at the time. And I really regret that because I love London and I'd love to live there one day. And I kind of worry that that might not eventuate. So that's my biggest regret. 10, what would you choose as your death row meal? That would be really boring. I think I would choose cheese. I really like cheese. I feel like I should say something like, you know, something quite exotic, but no, I choose cheese. And a lot of it because I was going to die, so I wouldn't have to worry about calories. 11, what is your favourite scent? I don't know if this means like as in a fragrance or as in a smell. I think my favourite smells are things like I love the smell of the ocean and I love the smell of coffee brewing. I'm pretty basic. I like the smell of, you know, what grass smells like when it's just been freshly mown and what it smells like when it's just rained. So, yeah, pretty simple. Question 12. What do you wear to bed on a regular night? And what do you wear to bed on sexy time nights? They're one and the same, really. I get very hot when I sleep and I don't like sleeping in clothes because I get hot and I get tangled up in them. So I wear like men's like little boxer briefs, which ladies get on that if you need something comfortable to wear to bed at night. I highly recommend it. They're very comfortable. And I quickly found out when I first started wearing them that they also do lead to sexy time. So that's a bit of a bonus. Question 13. Do you read in bed and who is your favourite author? I do read in bed. Not all the time, but I do like to read in bed. And I don't really have a favourite author. I like a lot of different books and I like a lot of different genres, so I couldn't really pinpoint who my favourite author is. Question 14, tell us about your most recent sexual encounter. I recently ran into a boy I used to work with a number of years ago. And I always had a bit of a crush on him when I worked with him, but he had a girlfriend. And I ran into him a couple of months ago. And we kind of caught up a few times. And finally, he is single. Got to experience what that was like. And it was better than I thought it was going to be. So that was very enjoyable. Question 15. What one word describes you inside the bedroom and outside the bedroom? I think inside the bedroom, as you may have noticed from my recordings, I am vanilla. Sorry, boys. And outside the bedroom, I'm quite quiet, which you might find surprising or may not. Question 16, do you have any tattoos or piercings? Yes, I just have my ears pierced. And I used to have my belly button pierced when I was about 14, but I got rid of that quite quickly. And I do have tattoos, just quite small ones. I've got a tattoo on the inside of my left wrist that is a bass clef. And then I have a tattoo on my ankle, on the inside of my ankle, that I got when I was 17. And it's of two stick figures holding hands, which is the most ridiculous tattoo in the world, and I love it because I think when I'm 80 it's going to be hilarious that I have that tattoo on my ankle. Question 17. Have you ever come without touching yourself or your penis or pussy? I have. I have. Question 18. What is your record for coming in 24 hours? Did you challenge yourself to do it, or did it just happen? Are you multi-orgasmic? I am. I'm very lucky that I am. And I actually don't know what my record would be for coming into. I don't know. I've never counted. But I haven't challenged myself to do it. It's obviously just happened at some stage. But unfortunately, guys, I do not know what that number is. Number 19, what is on your sexual bucket list? I would quite like to... I'd quite like to join the Mile High Club. I've thought about how that could work when I've been on planes before and how I would make it work. And it is definitely something I am interested in exploring when I'm on a plane. Question 20. Describe what your orgasm feels like to you. Now this says hopefully while having an orgasm, but unfortunately for you guys, that's not going to happen right now. But what it feels like, pretty fucking incredible. I think that slow burn that you get in your stomach is everything kind of starts to pull together, and it kind of works its way up your legs, and I usually can't really control my breathing. I tend to shake a lot, and I tend to take quite a while to come down from it as well. I like that if I have a partner, I like someone to lie on me to really help me come down from it. I find the weight of somebody on top of me helps me to calm down and come down from an orgasm, which I think we can all agree is one of the greatest experiences that we get in life. And that is me. I am done. So if you listened to my whole audio, I'm very, very grateful and kind of impressed. And hopefully you have learned a little bit more about me. And hopefully it hasn't blown any sort of anything that you thought about. I hope it hasn't made it worse. I hope it's made it better what you think about me. So I will record something for you again very soon.